بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكر الدار وإنهم عندنا لمن المصطفين الأخيار. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of three Anbiya, Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub alayhim salam, the grandson, the son and the father. And he speaks about them, ulil aidi wal absar, people of hands and sight. Everybody has hands, everybody has sight. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about them being people of real sight and real hands. Like a person that is excelling. So you when you're complimenting him and you're praising him, then you say, this person has got real brains. In other words, you're not denying that people don't have brains. But that brain that is worthy of being complimented and praised is this person's brains. And number two, you're also showing that this is what brains is supposed to be leading you towards. Intelligence, intellect, what it's supposed to be leading you towards. The person has done something that is stupid, foolish, or something that is embarrassing and disgraceful. Then when we reprimanding him, we say, you don't have brains. In other words, brains and intelligence was supposed to be leading you on a different end. Then why didn't you use your intelligence? So when Allah Ta'ala is speaking about them, that ulil aidi wal absar, in other words, people that used their intelligence and their energies correctly, generally, when they speak about hands, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, then you talk about work, you talk of activity. Use your hands now. Come, use your hands. So you talk of activity, being active, being proactive, being forward in doing some work. So because the hand is the main limb that is used to perform any work and action, therefore you speak about the hands. So Allah Ta'ala is alluding to the fact that that person who's got real hands, he's got hands that are worthy of being complimented, worthy of being praised, then this is how they use their hands. This is how they go about using that energy of theirs. Ulil aidi wal absar. And also impressing upon us that that person that doesn't use his hand in this way, as though he doesn't have the hand. Like when the person did not use his intelligence, then we say he's got no brains. Right? Don't we say that in spite of him being intelligent, then we say he's got no brains, because he's not used his intelligence in the way that he's supposed to be using it. And if he's used the intelligence in the way he's supposed to be using it, then you say, you know, the man is a man of intellect, man of reasoning, man of understanding. So, by the same token, the man that has used his hands correctly, then you say, you know, he's got hands, he's got energy, he's got power, he's got a might, he's got a clout in him, right? So one is hand, and the hand obviously requires a sight and a vision. وَلِلْ أَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. One is the physical sight and the physical vision, and one is the inner vision. Physical vision all of us do have. And one is to be able to perceive things correctly. Right? To be able to perceive the things correctly, then we need to have inner sight as well. Not just the physical sight. Otherwise, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءٌ وَنِدَاءٌ. Animals also hear sounds. They hear sounds, calls and shouts. They hear it all the time. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِكُ. But because their ears don't benefit them, don't take them to any direction, doesn't take them to any direction, you say, you know, it's like an animal, it only hears to some sounds, some noises, some shouts, that's all it hears. So when a person is responding in the same way, he just hears, that's all, and he doesn't take it to heart, then what's the difference between him and an animal? Animal also hears, it also hears shouts, screams, and noises, it also hears. But it doesn't respond to that. So similar is your condition. If you hear the sound, but you don't take it to heart. So, ulil aidi wal absar, people of power and energy, and people of sight and intelligence. People of power and energy, and people of sight and intelligence. Ulil aidi wal absar. That sight, one was that physical sight. That physical sight is not sufficient, because that only enables you to just see things, that's all. Just see things, nothing more than that. With that physical sight, you need to have that inner vision. That with that inner vision, you will be able to get to your right goals, right ends. Right? Alright, you know that this car has got a capacity of 200, right? You know that it's got the capacity, you see the speedometer, this is the capacity that it's got. Then you support it with your inner intelligence, that in this road, on this road, can I drive at this speed? Do I have that ability to control that motor car, that vehicle at that speed? And is it right for me to take it up to this speed, looking at the car, looking at myself, looking at the road, all these things? Now, if a person has got that inner intelligence, he uses all his faculties. He looks at the road, he looks at the capacity of the vehicle, he looks at his own driving ability and experience, he adds all that together and says, no, I must only travel at about 80, 90, or maximum 115, 120, I mustn't go above that. Because I don't have that capacity, I don't have that ability to control this thing here beyond that speed. When I don't have it, then I mustn't take a chance. So you will say that he's got an inner vision as well, that where he's blessed with an outer vision, then he's also using his inner vision, that if I'm going to do this, then this is going to go out of control. If I'm going to do this, when it's going to go out of control, then it will cause a problem for me, it will cause a problem for the vehicle. If I've got passengers, it will cause a problem for them. If there are any other cars that are driving on the road, then it will cause a problem for them as well. So I put all those facts together before I take a step. Now, then you will say that this person has got intelligence, he's got reasoning, he can analyze, he can reason. Right? And if he didn't use this, then say, hey, bhai, you haven't got eyes. You could see now this was a 120-kilometer zone. Why did you overstep the mark? You don't have eyes. You don't have eyes. Don't you know that this road here can't take that speed that you were traveling? Don't we speak to the person in that way, that he doesn't have eyes? So that means he didn't employ his inner reasoning. We're not disputing the fact that he doesn't have eyes. He has eyes, but he didn't use his inner reasoning. As a failure of him using his inner reasoning, that he couldn't achieve the right goals. So that means that these anbiya, wathkur فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They had energy for the right. The energy was for the right. When you say right, it was for Allah Ta'ala. It was for His pleasure. It was for using it to bring about righteousness, things that Allah Ta'ala would be pleased with. And intelligence also brought them to the right goals. The goals that will be pleasing to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. أَخْلَصْ إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. So, Allah Pak then says that we have specified them for a particular purpose. Right. We had specified them for a particular purpose. Maybe other things going around in the world, everything is going around. Millions of people have millions of goals. Millions of people have millions of agendas. Everybody has got a target for himself. But then these people, Allah Pak speaks about people of vision, people of strength and might. Then why does Allah Ta'ala speak about their strength? Why does He speak about their vision? Because they were being specified for the remembering of the Akhirat, Zikr al-Dar. So that means that the Akhirat and the hereafter is the real abode, Zikr al-Dar. If it was referring to this home here and this life, then everybody thinks about this life. Do you find a person who doesn't think about this life? Even an ant thinks about this life here. And it's preparing for long in advance, 6 months, seven months in advance, it's storing up and stockpiling. A bee does the same, animals do the same. They're all worried about this life. Animals, ants, mosquitoes, cows, goats and pigs, everybody all think of this life. So they have been specified for some other house, some other home. Zikr al-Dar, akhlasnaum bi khalisatin zikr al-Dar. We understand that the real home is that home. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira. Real life is the life of the hereafter. This is just a transitory, it's a fleeting life, it's a transitory life. It's a transitory life, it's a fleeting life, it's a life that has to end, right? So if someone is investing for this, then you say, no, but he's not investing the right way. You will say, he doesn't have brains. You will say, he doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the power to see. He doesn't have the sight to understand. So if he's investing in this way, investing big time, I got 5, I got 15, I got 20, and I'm investing in all this, then in the wrong things. You are investing, we don't say you're not investing, and we don't say that you don't need to invest, but you don't know how to invest. How to invest, you don't know how to do it. Won't we say that he doesn't know how to invest? We will definitely say that he doesn't know how to invest. He's got the money, he's got the clout, but how to go about using himself, he doesn't have that ability. So we will say, no, he's not a man of intelligence. We'll say he doesn't have that ability. But he's investing, but he's investing incorrectly. Where he's supposed to be spending, say, 500 rand, he's spending 5 million rands. So we say, no, he doesn't have the ability. He can't reason, he can't understand himself. So, إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. Allah speaks about these Anbiya alayhi salam, that we have specified them for the remembrance of the hereafter. So, you understand that the real home is that home. And then when Allah Ta'ala selects someone, then He selects them, and a sign of being selected, a sign of being chosen, is then your whole fikr is directed in that direction. A sign of you being selected, a sign of you being chosen, is then your whole concern is taking you in that direction to the real home. So now that's an indication that inshallah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, you have been selected. إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. We also understand that Allah Ta'ala has certain مُخْلَصِينَ servants. إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. Shaitan had vowed that لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, or mislead the last of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. But that selected servants, I won't have any control. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. I won't have any control over the selected servants. So the sign of the selected servants is this is their drive, this is their goal, this is their direction. Right? They invest towards that, they reason towards that, their moves lead them in that direction. Right? And the cash benefit in this world is that Shaitan doesn't have any control over them. Right? When Shaitan doesn't have that control over them, he cannot lead them astray. He cannot mentally put them into a turmoil. What's going to happen now? How it will happen? My child is coming up now, then my grandchild, and then I need to take care of this, I need to take care of that. Most of these thoughts are the catalyst of shaitan, he spurs those thoughts up. One thing leads to the other. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? How's it? And then when you put up your mind, you put your mind into Allah Ta'ala, then you think to yourself, Allah Ta'ala brought me when I was nothing, and He took care of me. He took care of my grandfather. So won't He take care of me? He took care of the rest, He'll take care of me as well. Now I just have to wait, go slowly, go with moderation. How much I can do, I must do slowly. Allah Pak has given me a life. The general span of this ummah is approximately between 75 and 85. That's the age limit. In fact, 70 to 80 maximum, right? One, you find a very few that go over 80, right? But generally, so from 70 to 80, that's the age, right? So in this age of mine, when it's about, say, 75, then one third I must do for myself. One third I must do for my dependents. And one third for my Allah Ta'ala. Am I spacing myself out right? Or I've got just one tenth for Allah Ta'ala and nine tenths for myself, my wife, my children, my dependents, my other things. Have I spaced myself out right? Then you say, no, this person hasn't invested correctly. Won't you say that he hasn't invested correctly? If you have spaced yourself out like this, this is minimum, and I'm speaking about minimum, you know, bottom rock level. One third for Allah Ta'ala, one third for your dependents, one third for yourself, right? That's a bottom. You can't find a level beyond that. But any of us, can we say that we follow, do we conform to the standard? I will say, you know, if we give one tenth to Allah Ta'ala also, that's also a ghanimat. It's a ghanimat. So that means we're not investing correctly. وَإِنَّهُمْ إِنَّنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ So Allah Ta'ala says, these are the selected servants. Akhyar. Very, very, very select. The elite servants. In our mundane affairs, we want to be elite. We want to go and live in Balito, in Amshlanga, the best of furniture, the best of fittings, the best of foods, best of security, best of health. We all want all that. But for the real life, do we want the real things? For that real life, what Allah Pak is speaking, وَإِنَّمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ بِخَالِسَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ Do we make that proportionate effort? If that effort that is not, that proportionate effort is not made, then it is like that person that is opened up on small 2x2 in the middle of the Sahara and says, Allah Pak wills, I'll make it a gold mine. It can happen. Nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. Is it impossible? The Hajir Ali Salam came and lived in the middle of a desert and made it a gold mine. More than a gold mine, she made it, right? But it's a miracle, right? It's a miracle, but that miracle is not a routine. You have to invest correctly, think properly, set yourself up rightly. You set up yourself rightly, inshallah you'll be going in that direction. But you don't set up yourself rightly and then you want to go in that direction. It's like the same person who's put that 2x2 in the middle of the Sahara and then he wants to turn it into a gold mine. How is it happen? Our brains, our understanding, our reasoning fail to comprehend how it's going to happen. So Allah Ta'ala give us that ability and give us that understanding. Ulil Aidi will absorb people of power and people of sight. People of power and sight. You don't only need sight, because you got the sight, but you don't have the ability, you don't have the tawfiq to execute the work. You have the understanding, but you're not doing the work. Right? Or vice versa, you are doing work, but you don't have the intelligence and reasoning. And using it everywhere, all over the show. But you don't have the understanding, you don't have the intellect, then it's a deficient job. The short job is complete when you have that intelligence and you have that energy supported. Another tawfiq nasib.